modern life with his probably ancient ideals. Pray, oh duty. Sophie Norgren. And Mitchell GC. FBI Radio.
Here for you. Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio. Big thanks to Bronnie Tanner for the mornings before us. Robbie Armfield here. Mitchell JC.
Hey, welcome. How you doing, everyone?
Thanks for being here. Bernie Bolgi.
Thanks for being here, Mitch. Hi, how's it going?
And Sophie Gordon.
Hey, all.
Got to be with you until 1pm today. Hey, you might have seen it in the news. You might have seen it.
It's a monologue.
A Victorian doctor, Chris Higgins, name of Chris Higgins, has been making the news after he confessed he had the COVID-19 virus. Pretty deadly stuff. The issue is that he had already treated up to 70 patients before he found out. And this is true, actually. Chris is, of course, the father of beloved singer-songwriter Missy Higgins.
He left a card, a bar of soap and a scrubbing brush next to an office that he used those down to your bones.
Love that song. He left the family house this morning with a note and some items this morning. He left a card, a bar of soap and a scrubbing brush next to a note that said, "You use these down to your bones because I have corona." Because I have coronavirus and you might be infected.
Gosh.
Good he cares to see. He cares about sanitation now.
Too little too late, some might say.
Potentially too little too late. Now, Bernie, Sophie, Mitch, a lot's been happening in the news. A lot's been happening in our weeks. How's your weekend been, Sophie? You look terrible. You hungover or what?
You're still drunk?
You're still drunk. You look...
I haven't been home. I'm hungover af.
What happened yesterday? Talk to us. What was yesterday?
I went to the Ivy for their International Women's Day club night.
Holy moly.
At a club night? I didn't know that was part of the shtick for the day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Man, that's amazing.
It was awesome. Half-price drinks for women.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the event's only for women? Or?
I think I saw an Instagram story of you last night.
I think we might have to come back to that, Rob.
Okay, well, yeah. we'll have to go through.
I want to find
out
more about your night and how you ended up in this situation.
Speaking of International Women's Day, Mitch, you went to a breakfast or a brunch yesterday, was it?
I went to a brunch, yesterday on the day of IWD. Little Gazinos down in the Rocks, if you've heard of it. It's just a little breakfasty brunch sort of thing. Interestingly, though, I met Ricky Lee there.
Ricky Lee?
Serious?
Yeah.
The singer?
Yeah, the singer, Ricky Lee.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah, yeah. With a storied past of all... I got to go through her past of learning all of the things, you know, what she was up to.
Oh, my God, what she like?
Back
That's
to
so
the
cool.
Oz Idol days. Yeah, you know, and now hosting some of those shows. It was great. She's so down to earth. I think that's the interesting part is that she's quite down to earth. Like, she hasn't let the fame get to her head.
Amazing. What was she wearing?
She was in a sort of nice yellow dress that sort of hugged her figure quite well. She was just lovely to chat to. You know,
really down to earth?
Really down to earth.
Ricky Lee. That's awesome.
That's really about it. God, we'll have to talk more about that. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited too as well.
Bernie, you were house-sitting, is that right?
Yeah, I was actually house-sitting over at a castle just north of Sydney. Yeah.
Castle?
Yeah, I know. You couldn't write this. A fiction writer couldn't sit down and write this. I was a mate of a mate, had to go away for the weekend, so I decided to put my hand up, volunteer to house sit this place by myself, and I fired up my Zoom recorder during the night. Just hear for yourself. Just
hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Oh, what the hell? Hello? Is anybody there? Man, Hello? Man, I think this place is haunted. What is that? What is that? What is that? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Hello, please, please. Oh, hello. Don't hurt me. Hello? Why did I agree? What did I... Don't come near me. This was not worth it. I cannot sleep. This place is haunted. This place is so haunted. Hello?
Yeah, so there was a ghoul. I was haunted by a ghoul.
Bernie, that sounds terrifying. Were you in bed there or what?
Give us
the scene. What was happening?
I was in bed and it was like the castle tower. It's like the spire. I was in the top of the spire.
Oh, my God. I hope you were paid a lot for this or something like that.
No,
because that sounds terrifying.
It's just a mate of a mate. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, did we find that Instagram story of Sophie at the International Women's Day Ivy thing?
Yeah, we've got it here, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's hear it.
Oh, man, let's play that.
Sorry, okay. Don't play it.
Oh, man.
God. Where did you find
that? What was that? That's on your Instagram story.
That was not
story.
Online. That
That's
was
pretty
online.
Incriminating.
Rob, you downloaded that before she took it offline, I think.
Yeah, I think absolutely. Mm. Hey, I actually was in the club too, but I had a very different time. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, God. I just saw something coming. Oh, God. Ooh. I am sad. I'm so sad.
Why did we need to hear that? Like, why?
I thought maybe you might be able to hear my symptoms, give me some sort of...
Even if we... I don't have any kind of medical degree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you...
All right. Whatever. Moving on. All right. Coming up in the show. Food aficionados, start your engines. Meet the mechanic at the helm of the first garage to achieve a Michelin star. Josh Fredley started making cheese toasties out of necessity for lunch in the early 90s and simply never stopped. Mm. Gordon Ramsay had his Rolls Royce serviced at Josh's establishment earlier this year, tried Josh's cheese toastie out of curiosity, and, well, the rest is simply history. Josh was awarded a Michelin star the very next day because Gordon was just so very impressed.
Oh.
It goes to show we shouldn't give up on our passions. We'll be replicating Josh's tried and true recipe in studio after the break and seeing what all the fuss is about.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. That's going to be awesome, Rob.
That's fantastic.
So that's what's coming up?
We've got some more, I think, coming up.
Hopefully there's more coming up. You'd hope so. Oh, there is more? Oh, yeah, okay. Female diseases. Do they only affect females? Something that people have been wondering for a while, but Bernie injected himself with thrush last week to see whether he could contract something similar. So we'll be pulling his pants down and doing a thorough investigation in about 15 minutes' time.
And who says you need to be an expert? Here, Doug Rodd, owner of Sturdy Concrete Slabs, weigh in on the diversity crisis and how it's impacting everyday Aussies and their wallets. Using the analogy of competing flora on an island, Doug manages to weave a compelling and loosely scientific narrative about how diversity affects both policy and the economy, coming up just after the break.
That all went a bit over my head there, but I'm excited.
Yeah, well, actually, I've also got something to say, so stick around, because I'm going to be saying that after the break, yeah. So.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you boys won't be excited for it, so if you're in the clear...
Oh, no. What is it about?
You're going to have to stick around and find out about 5 minutes' time after this next song break.
Sounds kind of serious. Okay.
Do I need to be here?
So stick around on FBI Radio, because, you're going to want to hear what I got to say.
Okay.
Especially you boys.
RML, this is Neon from Little Dragon. See you in a moment.
light the way when we're in the dark, wondering what might have been. We'll never ever change a thing, trying to mend this broken
heart. Are You Feeling Sad, featuring Carly Uchis? It's a new one by Little Dragon. Robbie's Modern Life right now is the name of the show. FBR Radio 94.5 is the station you're on. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me in the studio is Mitchell Jacy.
Yeah, hey.
Benny Bolgi.
What's up?
And Sophie Gordon.
Yeah.
Mitch, you're sounding a bit sad there. What's going on, mate?
Yeah, well, actually, if you were here just before the break, I was just mentioning that I was quite dissatisfied. I'm pretty angry, and that I had something I really wanted to say.
Do we have anything else to do now?
Yeah.
Can we go on to another segment?
Yeah. Let's jump into something fun.
If we could rewind, come back to
okay,
what I wanted
so
to say
Pokemon,
something, actually.
Pokemon Go 2.
No. That does sound interesting. While that does sound interesting, I want to come back to the thing that I've wanted to say, because you guys haven't been letting me say that for a while now.
We'll give you your little soapbox.
Yeah.
All right, what's wrong, Mitch? What's up?
So basically, I've been pretty angry lately, and I've sort of made this package. I've put together this package of, you know, how I've been feeling in regards to you guys in the show.
Just say it.
Do you want to just say what you're going to say first, though?
Well, you can get it all in the package if you've got that. If you've got the recording that I sent through, the tape that I sent through.
Yeah, but you were going to say something.
Yeah, but it's mostly in there. Most of the information's pretty much
in
there.
Okay, so you want us to play this?
Yeah, if you could just play the. If you could just hit play on the recording, man.
Okay.
It's gonna be entertaining and funny.
Yep. So, it's come to this. Boys, this is directed entirely at you. Now, Sophie, I know for a fact you never would be involved in any of this sort of shit. And for that, you've gained my continued respect. You're a valued and appreciated member of the RML team, are always prompt with your work, and for that, you command my full respect. Now, boys, I direct the following at you. I've been feeling dissatisfied with the way you've been treating me lately. Just to list a few things. 1. I'm never getting congratulated for my calls on air. 2. My words are often met with derision, very often. 3. I find myself made a mockery of whenever we have a lull in the flow of conversation. I feel that I've become a punching bag in every moment of uncertainty during the show. And if you don't believe me, here I've compiled a collection of all the times you've made me look the fool and completely disrespected my humanity live on air in front of the entire Sydney community.
At this point, you're probably wondering where Mitch is. Bernie and I successfully done a little prank on him.
Oh, well, what we're going to do is we're going to call him up right now. We're going to break the news. Here we assume he's down in Port Kembla at the Beach Cafe.
Hello.
Mitch.
Dude, where are you?
Where are you, Mitch?
The Beach Cafe in Port Kembla. Why are you laughing?
We got you, brother.
Oh, you got me. Cool.
And with Mitchell pranked hard, Rob, you had to make a damage control Skype call during the week to apologise to him. You tee up again the falsehood that today is an off-site broadcast in Port Kembla.
Mitch, my man, how are you?
Hey, brother, what's up?
Very sorry about, you know, the whole prank.
Acknowledged, and yeah, you know, if we could just move past it, that would be good.
I think you're going to be really excited about what we've got planned for next week. Outside broadcast at Port Kembla. It's for real this time.
I'm not gonna. You think the same prank 2 weeks in a row?
We're not pranking you this time, man.
Yeah, all good, man. Let's do it.
Holy shit. What is wrong with this guy?
Hello, Port Kembla Beach Cafe. How can I help you?
Do you just ask for Mitchell? We'd love to talk with him.
Is there a Mitchell here?
Who is this?
We're not doing an offside broadcast. We're going 2 weeks in a row. Oh, 2 weeks in a row, buddy.
God. I feel like an idiot.
God, you did this to me last week. Do you remember that?
Hey, kids.
What?
You're supposed to be in Port Kembla, so yep. You didn't go to Port Kembla.
No, not at all. I got Mitch. You because I thought you might do this.
What the hell, man? Oh, we had you at the beach cafe.
That's for not giving me my time in the sun, actually.
You're going to spray it all over the desk.
Yeah, put it away. Lose the show, please. Oh.
We've been pranking him over the last couple of weeks. We told him we were going to go down to Port Kembla to do an outside broadcast. He's so pissed off. And we didn't end up going down, and then we did the same prank to him the following week. And today we just thought, look, we'll just tell him the show's on and we'll lock him out. So he's fully locked out there.
I'm ready to come in and do the show. Can you, is this another prank? What are you doing? Why can't I get in?
Yeah, you could call it a prank, man. We've locked you out, man.
How did you even lock this? Have you jammed it shut? How have you locked this thing? Fuck you. Fuck off. I'm done.
But despite all of this,
At least you're acknowledging me when any of the aforementioned things occur. What has really got my goose above all of this, is that you fail to allocate the necessary time for my segments on air, and I regularly get cut off. I have so many ideas that I think would be great on the show. For starters, my non-binary game show, it's not only funny, but it's also inclusive and nothing like what you regularly hear on radio. Secondly, the idea I had where I wanted to get a gagged celebrity on air and we have the audience guess who it is based off of their muffled screams, but you guys have vetoed that repeatedly. And thirdly, last but not least, my impressions are off the chain good. I've been begging you all to let me air my Indian Richard Nixon one for almost 2 years now, and you continually shut me down. You know what? I'll include it right now, right here in this package, so you've got no choice but to play this shit. Hello and welcome to RML. Here it is now, my Indian Richard Nixon impression.
Okay, I am stopping that right there, Mitch.
Play it, man. Play the clip, man.
We cannot do that.
Mitch.
That is so bad.
Play it, dude.
Okay, let's just take stock for 2 seconds.
On general principle, we can't.
Oh, come on,
man. Robbie's Modern Life, FBR Radio. Bernie, Sophie,
that's
Mitch,
what the station
Robbie
is,
in the studio.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, we're with you till one.
So we just heard the package that you put together. I can understand from this, you're a bit dissatisfied with how we've been treating you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the crux of it. The general crux is that I'm dissatisfied. You never want to play any of my segments. You guys treat me as a punching bag.
Yeah, but we don't need to play that Nixon impression.
No, because you never do my clips. So play the clip, Rob. Hit the clip.
I don't think we should do that.
I don't care what you say. Hit the clip. I'll press it if I have to.
I'm not. Oh, no, stop.
I'm
stop.
Doing it.
No.
I'm doing it.
There is no
Mitch,
way.
Sit down, man. We can't be like man. That.
Okay.
Civil. We got to be more civil.
All right. Now,
well, what's your problem with it then?
Okay, so you're dissatisfied. Well, all right, whatever. But we're not doing that.
We're not. Yeah, we're not doing that. I don't. You know.
Well, it's racist. It's not funny. There's nothing. There's nothing inherently valuable in you, a white Australian guy doing an Indian Richard Nixon impression. I don't think it's
not funny anyway. Mitch.
It's not good for radio, or it's not good in general.
I don't want to associate that with the show.
Yeah,
it's just inappropriate.
You wouldn't. No, I respect that.
But look, Mitch, you know, I do have something to say about that little package. Big respect. Big respect for that.
Well?
That would have been hard to put together, and I only have the utmost.
You made me edit it, Mitch.
You know, well, yeah. Sorry about that, Bernie.
I don't look. You know what? Whatever. That's fine.
Well, screw it. I don't care. Regardless, I want you to play the Nixon bit.
I'm not playing it. I just said I'm not playing it.
I don't care about all the rest of that crap. I want you to play the Nixon bit. And you know what? I want to see if the Sydney community wants to hear the Nixon bit. So, anyone out there listening, text in on 0409-945-945 into FBI Radio. If you want to hear the Nixon bit, we're going to be playing it live on air. If you want to hear
if you don't want to hear it, also text in and say, no, we do not want to hear Mitch's Indian Richard Nixon, which is probably a good idea as well.
We'll see.
Just to show Mitch that it's...
Same text line.
Yeah.
0409-945-945. Do you want to hear Mitch's Indian Richard Nixon impression?
Hint, the answer is no. So please just text
that in. We'll see, won't we?
We want to see an overwhelming no from this, okay?
Well, we're going to find out.
Sydney community, show us your values, please.
Okay. And coming up as well, a strange new update in the coronavirus sequencing. Coronavirus confirmed to be passed on solely through sexual transmission. So doctors are urging all horny individuals to stay home and refrain from touching their face. Doctors are also concerned about how 100,000 plus people have contracted virus so quickly. That's all that and more.
Mm.
See you in a moment. This is PharmaCon, RML FBI.
everyday Australians, these are trying times in the bathroom. With a global health scare and dwindling supplies of toilet paper in your supermarket, we understand. You're worried about where your next wipe is coming from. But don't be, because Trader John's 10-ply toilet tissue is back. With each sale of Trader John's 10-ply comes the famous one wipe guarantee that you've come to know and love. You need not wipe more than once to finish your business in the Oval Office. On the off chance you need to execute a second or consecutive wipe, simply bring in the paper used on the second wipe into your nearest Trader John's store to ensure your money is correctly refunded. One of our friendly staff will be there on site to assist in determining whether or not the excrement in the tissue is legitimate or not. Trader John's 10-ply toilet tissue. If you don't believe me, believe them.
Hello, I'm officially a one-wipe wonder. Tried the Trader John's 10-ply the other day. One wipe, clean as a whistle. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, before Trader John's, I used to wipe all day. I was on the loo for hours and hours on end, just wiping away. It was just a terrible time for me, but now I got the Trader John's 10-ply, and it really changed my life. I can call myself a one-wipe wonder.
It was a real worry for me. Back in the day, I would lock the toilet regularly with how sort of messy my stools were and the sort of process of mopping that up. So the Trader John's 10-ply one wipe policy is such that if I'm ever to have two wipes with one stool, I can simply take that second wipe paper, bring it in store, and friendly staff will see that, recognise that it is my stool, and I am then offered a full refund.
It never happened to me, but if I ever did take a second wipe, I would be safe in the knowledge that I could take it into the store and have one of the staff look at it, taste it, and test and find out whether it is my excrement. And if it is, and it should be in that case, then I will be refunded all my money, but as never happened.
Trader John's 10-ply toilet tissue. One wipe, no mess.
Remember, the one-wipe guarantee only applies for the period of one shitting session. If there's excrement from numerous sessions brought in-store, the one-wipe guarantee will be nullified. The one-wipe guarantee also does not apply within 48 hours of consumption of curry, Mexican, or if you have a chronic illness. Please see further terms and conditions online at TraderJohns10plytoiletissue.org.au.
Robbie's Modern Life, FBR Radio, 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie. With me is Bernie,
hey.
Sophie,
yep.
And Mitch.
Hey.
It's a pleasure to be with you. We asked you before the break whether you wanted to hear Mitch's Indian Richard Nixon impression. We were hoping for an overwhelming no on 0409-945-945. Got one here from Braden and DY saying, all good if I never hear that from Mitch. I don't mind his contribution on the show, but that isn't something I'm interested in hearing.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Another one here. God, no. Don't want to hear that crap. That's Dan from Marrickville.
And Jackson said, there is no way anyone should be subjected to that, Mitch. Shut up.
Oh, so, burn, Mitch.
And,
I respect that.
We've got another one here from Ruby and Belrose. Please don't do the Nixon impression. And somebody else saying,
a couple fours here, Mitch.
Do the Nixon but normal.
Oh.
Can you do Nixon but normal? But sort of American?
No, I can only do
that. Only do Indian Nixon.
Yeah,
do
right.
Indian. That's all right. All good. Probably leave all that good. One through to the keeper.
Okay, no, all good.
Have you guys tried that?
Sydney has spoken.
10-ply toilet tissue as well?
Yes.
You've actually
awesome.
Tried it?
Yeah, awesome.
Works. Really?
No, like, it actually works.
One wipe.
Yeah.
Like, one ticket. I don't believe it. Sophie, have you?
No, I haven't. I hadn't even heard of it till that ad, but that exchange initiative they have sounds really useful.
Unsanitary. Yeah, no, it's very useful.
I just don't want my poo on any kind of like database or something. That's what I'm mostly concerned with.
Was that in your DNA?
I don't remember hearing
that.
I
think they take you a poo. You have to do a poo on site.
So they can identify you in the...
Yeah.
In the database.
Yeah, in their poo database.
Interesting.
Trader John's, I'm not interested in that.
But it might be worth it if you, you know, obviously there's been a huge kerfuffle as to the, you know, toilet paper recession at the moment, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, interested. Hey, you might have seen this. You know the Sydney Opera House, right?
Yeah.
You might have seen that work has just begun on a huge $275 million renovation to the concert hall inside the Sydney Opera House, which will put the room out of normal operation for 2 years and for the first time in the building's history. That's pretty massive. It's a great move for the building, but not everyone is stoked about the externalities of the reno.
Yeah, look, the Opera House's head of tourism, Sonia Guest, is justifiably worried about the slump in visitors forecasted for the duration of the theatre's temporary closure. In a bold move, she's tasked us here at RML with a job deceivingly simple on paper, but will take some strong, innovative ideas and a hell of a lot of manpower to execute successfully.
So the brief is simple. Get people to the Opera House during this shaky construction period. So we put our minds together.
That's really simple on paper.
Yeah. And came up with five early ideas that we'd love to pitch to you and see what you think of each.
All right.
A little bit fantastic. More than five looking at them here.
So we're going to change the game for Sydney Opera House. Let's have a look at some of our ideas here.
Mm, okay.
Mitch, straight off the bat here, rock climbing on the sails.
Yeah, this was an interesting one we thought of. So we're thinking maybe it would be like fun to do rock climbing for all of the tourists and stuff on the side of the Opera House. I'm not sure if you mentioned that, Bernie. But this would require, of course, like drilling into the side of the Opera House,
which is
essentially, it's heritage and it's more construction, realistically.
Don't know if that's what they're looking for.
And we'd have to rig up the whole, like, belay system and everything.
Probably more staff required to do the belaying.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
It would be pretty cool, though.
They're renovating anyway, though, so there's that as well.
That's probably true.
Yeah, devil's advocate.
That's true. I hadn't thought about
that. Standing around anyways.
Actually, yeah. Good point, Rob.
Okay, all right. What about this? So, what if there were signs around the house that sort of tell the history of the Opera House, all the different facets of it? So it would describe things like who designed it, what year it was built,
big placards,
how much weight it can hold on the sails itself.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
The capacity of the inside, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe when it was built.
When it was built, who designed it?
Who designed it?
That's a really good idea.
Big placards.
That could be cool.
You see that in some touristy locations around the globe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe this will elevate Sydney to, a global city.
Oh, my God.
These are all our pitches for the expected tourism slump for the Opera House. We're just kind of trying to bump up the tourism numbers.
Yeah. What if they got a bar there? That'd be cool. so you could, drink and
swanky bar at the Opera House.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Put a bar in.
Thought of that one, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That's good. What else we got here? Sophie, you had an idea.
Yeah, Okay, hear me out. Tradie for a day program. So you shadow a real life tradie as they go about their business, reconstructing the insides of the concert hall.
That's actually not too bad.
Experiential.
And they're already in their building and, shadowing a tradie is surely interesting for a day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And as you said, the tradies are already there. So,
I'd love to hear more from tradies, their stories and things like that.
Yeah.
You would learn so much from following a tradie for a day.
There would be so many people on the site, though, if you had one person following for every tradie. I feel like a lot of these sites are already overpopulated as they are. Sophie, I love the idea. I don't mean to discredit it in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But, maybe it would be overcrowded. Maybe that's a bad idea.
That's what we want. We want the numbers.
Did you have a better idea?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, this is... hear me out. Yeah. Seal pen. So, one of the main tourist draw cards for the Opera House is the famous seal nicknamed Benny, who sometimes can be seen lazing about on the steps on the north side of the building.
I've never seen that.
That's a true fact. Yeah, Benny the seal. It's awesome.
You might have seen
it. It's called Benny?
Yeah, that's awesome. Ben Along Point. Yeah.
So, we could double down on the allure of this seal, posit, maybe creating a little seal pen inside the Opera House during the renovation. It would be interesting for tourists to come and see. And also, as you mentioned...
784.
Like an aquarium or like a dry pen or a wet pen?
So, it's a semi-wet, semi-dry pen. Mostly dry pen.
Mm.
So, Benny would be in there and maybe a couple of other seal pals.
Oh, you wouldn't
put
Benny in there, surely. Well, it's pretty spirited.
Yeah, if they wanted to go in there, they could go in there. Oh, but so it would be nice for the tradies to see as well. Nice for the tradies to see while they're constructing the Opera House,
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
I have an idea. Slime. Put slime on the furniture and stuff inside the building and the kids will come flocking. And that means adults as well because they have to bring them.
Okay. I've heard of things, events like that. Yeah. With slime. Yeah.
Well,
these are just rough ideas.
We'd love to hear from you. How can we boost Sydney Opera House's tourism during this period of construction? It's going to be a real tough one for them. 0409-945-945. Stick around after the break. We're going to be debuting a premiere of new music from Grimes. And ever thought you and your friend group had a knack for working things out on the fly without much prior knowledge on the subject? Well, it turns out chatting with mates has recently been declared a soft science. That's right. Experts at the University of Toronto conducted a 3-month study of 5 friend groups and found that they were more intuitive when talking amongst themselves than when sitting home alone, thus confirming communal understanding as being an official soft science. Oh, do stick around to learn how you and your friends can adopt more mindful communication techniques when we talk to Professor Huck Grady after the break.
Huck's out in the foyer.
Mm. And in similar news, Gouda has been reclassified to a soft cheese. So this is based on its melting point and several food critics' testimonials on how it keeps in plastic containers. They're getting pretty annoyed by how quickly it goes stale, so we're going to be looking into that as well after the break, so do stick around.
Wonderful. And here's a beautiful song now. It's by Barbara Carr. It's called If You Can't Cut the Mustard. RML FBI, see you soon.
Then what?
And run. You see, you know I need a good man, one who can stay on it till it gets the job done. And if you can't cut the mustard, don't want you lick it round the jar.
If you can't cut the mustard, Barbara Carr, Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. Loving your company today. Mm-hmm. My name is Robbie Armfield. With me is Mitchell JC.
Hey, that's me.
Bernie Bolgi.
Yep.
And Sophie Gordon.
Yes.
We asked you before the break about the Sydney Opera House. They're having a little bit of construction. What do we think that we can do to boost their tourism numbers? 0409-945-945. Andrew getting involved saying, wouldn't that interfere with the Opera House's main role as an advertising billboard?
Wow. Political.
Cutting to the very core there.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that's what you have to say. Now, did I say before that we had a new Grimes track to play?
You did, yes. Rob. You did say that from memory.
So excited.
Do we still have it?
The premiere?
Yeah.
Of a new Grimes track.
Oh, first of all, huge big ups to the music director of FBI, Amelia Jenner, for teeing this one up. So this is Beyond Misanthropocene, Grimes' most recent album. This is teeing up a new EP that she has. It's called I'm Grimes. Is that the name of this particular song as well?
I believe it's eponymous. Yeah, it's I'm Grimes.
Fantastic. Should we hear it? Let's go.
Yeah.
Love that. It's a bit of a return to some of her older sound, I feel like.
Have you listened to it?
I've listened
to it. Nothing like it.
No. You don't like it?
It's very, no, I like it. It's just new.
Mm.
Okay.
We had another premiere.
Yes. This is, I don't know, you know Aphex Twin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tried my hand at making a little a cappella version of one of his songs.
Tell us about this.
So this is his track, Alberto Balsam. This is the original.
Is it meant to sound like that?
Very cool track. Yeah, I've tried my hand at an a cappella version. Guys, let me know what you think.
Pretty good.
How did you do that?
Yeah, I was worried, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah, thanks, man. I just, you know, put my head to it and...
It's pretty close to the original.
Thank you.
Rhythmic wise.
Appreciate it. I might make some more. Thank you.
Yeah, please, Rob.
All right. And chase your dreams. Bernie, something happened on Ellen DeGeneres show?
Yeah, you guys might remember Damn Daniel.
Yeah, that made.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, they went on Ellen. Here's a clip.
So, and when you say, like, when did you realize how much it was taking off and what was happening?
Well, I went to the mall. You know, I wanted to shop, but at the same time, I wanted to see if people maybe would recognize me a little. So we went to the mall. Ended up taking maybe 15, 10 photos of people. And that's why I was like, this is pretty big. And then the next day, I went out to Fullerton for a swim meet.
In the big audience.
And took 30 or 40 photos there. And that's when I realized, I mean, this is crazy, so.
Right. Because they recognize you, but you, unless you say, okay, Damn, Daniel, they don't know it.
It's corrupted audio, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Corrupted.
I fed that through the wrong compressor.
Okay, it's 12:47.
What does that mean?
It's 12:47.
Okay.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Come on.
It's 12:47.
Well, I had my period last week, so I think I'd know. Girls, you understand. Let's be honest. Staying in is the new going out.
Just Girly Things!
Just Girly Things with Sophie Gordon.
Sophie, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. What have you got for us this week?
Okay. When you're on your period, not only do you need to purge the discarded lining of your uterus, but also your rampant hormonally affected emotions run completely rampant, causing anger and irrational behaviour. So movies that make you laugh, cry and think are really good to watch on your period to try and regulate your emotions again and not take them out on your doting husband or wife. So this week for Just Girly Things, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
You guys listening?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to read out two films and you pick which one is better to watch when on the rag.
Okay.
I mean, I can't, like...
Go ahead, Sophie. Okay. What movies are we looking at?
What you think would be the best.
Okay. I need to get angry.
Hoodwinked or Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
I hate Ghost Protocol. I'm going to go Hoodwinked.
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 Hoodwinked is actually a good movie.
No, it's not. It's Mission Impossible. Okay, right, next one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Borat or Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Borat.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Put yourself
on your period, Borat.
Put yourself in the shoes that you're on your period.
Yeah, but I'm going to go Pretty Woman.
I feel like, everyone...
No, Borat. It's Borat. It's
what?
Borat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay.
The very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay, next. Legally Blonde 1 or Legally Blonde 2?
Well, 1. I haven't seen...
I don't know.
Put yourself in the shoes.
I've never had a period.
I don't know what that means, Sophie.
I've never had a period.
Yeah, it's Legally Blonde 1. You can't go past the original. Okay, La La Land or Dirty Dancing? Quick, go.
La La Land. More emotional.
Oh, I don't like to think about this. I think we should move on, probably.
La La Land?
La La Land. Because Ryan Gosling as well.
Dirty Dancing. Next.
What?
Wrong.
Okay, Jackass the Movie 1 or Jackass 2?
Okay.
Both. Trick question.
Whatever. 2.
I wouldn't make a good
one.
Girl on a
it's
period.
Not,
I don't know any of these.
Do you want to like prep us before you do a game?
Just
like
try it? And just try and put yourself in the perspective
I've never had a period. I don't know what it's like.
Keep getting sick.
I don't feel comfortable answering
Okay, I'll do one more. Babe or Sex in the City? You know, Babe, the movie about the pig.
Babe.
You probably want Babe. Yeah.
Babe, probably.
100%.
It's nice and easy.
It's Sex in the City.
Oh, like you're the girlies, saying whatever like the we don't say. What is this music?
Okay, Sophie, thank you so much for Just Girly Things today.
No worries.
So is that what happens at 12:47?
I was wondering. Yeah, every week.
I'm still just wondering.
Craydon, Huey Boy, you there?
And Ethan, how are you?
Okay, come up to the mic.
Jesus,
here.
Who are they?
I did not realise these guys were here.
None of that. I'm done with that girly things.
That's right. Oh. That's right. Now, you boys are here from On the Tools down the way. You're building the metro. We're going to debut a new segment with you after the break. Tell us a bit about yourselves.
We're just
fresh off the construction site across the road.
Rainy day.
Rainy day, so we're off the tools. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Very excited for this segment that we've got coming up.
Just put out the cigarette. That'd be awesome.
And just back up from the mic a bit.
Yeah, like that's going to set off an alarm or something.
We can.
Right?
It's wearing on Smoko right now.
Come on, this is a day of Smoko. You can't tell me to put that.
All right. Stick around after the break here for more from Craydon and Huey Boy. Got a text here from Banjo and Glenmore saying, hey guys, there's a lot of talking. Can we play some music? Yes, we absolutely can. Here's one from Charlotte Adigiri. You're on RML FBI. Stop it.
One corner, you in the other corner.
All right, then.
All right, go in.
We're on air.
Charlotte Adigiri there with Pateni Pat. Pleasure to be with you today. Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. Sophie.
Guys!
Just relax, please.
Sophie, Mitch, Bernie, and myself, Robbie, are in the studio. We had a text on 0409-945-945 saying, hi, Robbie, what kind of modem would you recommend for me and my family in this day and age? Tom from New South Wales. I would say do some research online and maybe look at what kind of bandwidth you need.
Wi-Fi.
And whether you even do need it. I personally only use my 3G. Okay, it's 12:56.
Just boy things. Just boy things.
Okay, boys, boys, boys. Growing up a boy, there are many unwritten rules. It means being brave and boisterous. Being a boy is being hurt and letting no one know. Being a boy means earning the respect of your peers by smoking cigarettes in the back alley and making jokes of the harm you've done to one another and laughing at each other's shortcomings.
I guess this is kind of an ode to boys. It's never... Being a boy is never openly telling your family and your friends what they mean to you. Instead, busting their balls, slagging them out in front of their crush, or a swift corking of the thigh. Boys don't always know what they want, but they know what it takes to get it. They're aggressive and confrontational.
Boys grow up in a kill-or-be-killed environment, and today we want to celebrate the strength that that culture breeds.
We've brought in two survivors of the boy experience, Huey Boy and Craydon. Hey.
Oh, hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, lads?
Yeah. Two lads are fresh off the metro build site across the road, is that correct?
Aye, fresh
day
off the site.
All right.
Day off the where their tools down?
On the tools at the building the metro there.
Thanks for having us, lads. It's a pleasure.
Settle down.
Happy to have you. Now, the idea is pretty simple today, lads. The boys will go whack for whack on each other's nuts. Remember that sledging and calls are encouraged.
Okay.
Just watch the F's and C's and B's, you know.
And boys, go ahead, do your worst.
Hey, take your rings off.
Take your rings off. You ready?
All right. You go, boss. Rings off.
Here we go.
Oh! Right in the... Right
cool,
in the...
Cool, you little shinke. Hey, that feel, you little weasel. Oh.
Alright,
your turn. My turn. Huey Brass Balls ready for it. Come on then. Boom.
Right in the ghoulies.
That is too hard, boy. The fuck is that?
What do you mean?
Take your rings off.
Right in the balls, lad.
Take your rings. Your rings off.
Last whack. Last whack.
All right, give me what you got.
Cup this time, mate. Right. Shape up. Are you ready, Craydon?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Give it up.
Come on, mate.
Oh,
there we go. There we have
that.
It. Brayden and Huey Boy, thanks so much for coming in for Justin Boy things today.
Okay, wait, Robbie, Mitch, Sophie, Bianni. We want to do this one little number that we came up with on the way. Huh?
What do you mean?
You give us this little number. We came up with this song.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, quickly, here we go. Here we go. What is it?
Do one number.
Oh, when the lads get the day off. Oh, when the lads get the day off. We'll do two down and we're all not a male. Oh, when the lads get the day off.
Okay, thank you.
Turn mine off
as well. Right. It's bleeding in. It's been a pleasure being with you today. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Mitch, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Sophie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie.
Yeah, thanks.
Listen back on RML, Robbie's Modern Life on every podcast outlet. Stick around for... Guys!
That's enough!
Stick around for lunch. This is some Cocteau Twins to chill you out. Thank you. Have a good day. Wow.
Stop guys, that's stop it. Guys, stop get playing.
I'm going to have to drive one of you guys to hospital
stop
now.
She's bleeding now.
All right, we're going to have you to hospital. I'm smacking you now. I'm going to give you a smack.